Damascus. Moving on now, another hate-fueled attack taking place in the occupied West Bank. Once again, Israeli settlers target a Palestinian family. Two smoke grenades were thrown into a home in the town of Beit Ilu, west of Ramallah, in the early morning hours. A Palestinian infant and his parents, who were inside the house, were not hurt in the attack. Anti-Palestinian slogans, including the word revenge, were spray-painted on the walls outside the house. The Palestinian family says this is not the first time their home has become the target of an Israeli hate crime. Palestinians have been victims of settler aggression over the years. Back in June, an 18-month-old baby and his parents were killed after Israeli settlers firebombed their house in the village of Duma. Tel Aviv condemned the attack but didn't arrest the perpetrators. Press TV's Mona Kandil joins us now from Ramallah to bring us up to speed on the recent violence in the occupied West Bank, specifically what just took place in the town of Beit Ilu. Mona?
What happened after midnight in the village of Beit Ilu to the west of occupied city of Ramallah is that a group of Israeli settlers from the so-called Price Tag group, they are extremist settlers, attacked a Palestinian family. They smashed the windows and they threw bombs and smoke bombs into the house. Of course, those settlements are came from the so-called Nahla'el settlement. It's adjacent to the Beit Ilu, to the Beit Ilu village. And according to the father, Hussein al-Najjar, he said that it's not the first time Israeli settlers attacked his home. It's the second time where his house has been attacked, as well as the neighbors' homes that were also attacked several times during the last year. And one of the neighbors' cars was also torched exactly a year ago. He is calling that those Israeli settlers must be punished. Of course, when we are speaking about punishing settlers, the Palestinian authority and leadership can do nothing with them. It's the role and the job of the Israeli regime. But as what happened after the attack of Israeli settlers at the Dawabshes, family last July, when settlers torched the home of the Dawabshi, the parents and their infant Ali were killed, and the only survivor is Ahmed, 4 years old, who is still in the hospital being treated up till the moment. But unfortunately, the Israeli authorities claimed that they are taking those attackers, settlers, to a court and to try them, but we have witnessed that none of those settlers had been sentenced, and they are free even if the Israeli soldiers arrested them for several days and then they released them. So when it comes to Palestinians, Palestinian civilians being attacked, killed by the settlers and by the Israeli soldiers, who are always protecting the settlers and backing them in their attacks. But now, as the Palestinian popular uprising enters its third month, it seems that the main clashes between the Palestinians and the Israelis is between Palestinian youths and Israeli soldiers. We witnessed a decrease in the direct clashes between Palestinians and the settlers. However, what happened last night, it's a reminder, let's say, by the settlers that they would continue attacking Palestinians and their properties, and they will not let them live in to feel safety and security in their villages and homes.